Randy Merriman, can I help you, please?
Randy, my name is Roy D. Mercer. I live out here in Dixon, Kentucky, over here.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I was in your shop and bought me some foam sealer.
Uh-huh.
I was using that this morning to seal up some windows.
Uh-huh.
And we're keeping my mother-in-law's little Pekingese dog, Labrador G. Robinson, is what he called it, and he was down there, and I put that foam can down, one of them things with a trigger on it.
Uh-huh.
And that thing stuck, and that little dog was down there, and they got to lapping at it, and I didn't see it, and it foam sealed his mouth yet down there.
It did.
I damn sure it did, and I tell you what's worse, that the little dog had come down sick a couple of days ago, had him a cold, and it had a stopped up nose, and hell, it, the little thing, I guess he drowned in his own snot down there, Randy.
He did? What? I don't know what to
it
say.
It ain't funny, I tell you.
Trust me, I'm not laughing.
I guarantee, well, how'd you feel like if you had your mouth sealed?
Well, I can't imagine how it'd feel. I just can't imagine.
It's the damnest thing I've ever seen, Randy.
Yeah.
And I tell you.
It's just a heck of a tragedy. Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm pretty PO'd about it is what I'm going to. I tell you what I need. My mother-in-law ain't going to be back in town till Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what this dog costs. I don't want y'all to reimburse me for the cost of the dog. What I'd like to do is, she's kind of old, and I don't think, you know, it'd make a whole lot of difference if we just had that dog taxidermied. And I was hoping...
I'm sorry, sir. We wouldn't be able to help you.
Pay for that.
No, we wouldn't be able to help you in any way.
Well, by God, why not?
Sir, I'm sorry, but that's not our responsibility if you laid the can down.
Well, I set it down right there, and
it's stuck on it, and it foamed all out there. Okay, but it still wouldn't be our responsibility.
Bull butter.
Well, it would, sir.
I guarantee you, how'd you like me just come down there and whoop your ass?
Well, sir, I don't think that would be a proper thing to do either.
Well, I'm bound and determined to get the situation took care of, and I think we could do it for about $300 taxidermy.
I'm sorry, sir.
That was a prize pet.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I wish that I could help you, but we can't take responsibility on something like that.
Right now, I tell you, and I'm not sure how long it's going to stay good, I got him in the freezer right next to the push pops over there. And I think if we took him in this afternoon, I need to get him to the taxidermy this afternoon, so I get it back by Friday, so she won't, you know, when she come in here Saturday, she's going to be a matter in a wet end.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, I wish I could do something for you, but there's not a lot I can do
for you.
Well,
then you're just in for an ass whooping then. How big a boy are you?
I'm a pretty big old boy, but I give up my fighting from the Vietnam days. I quit fighting when I came back.
I got me a time life set full of ass whoop over here, Randy.
Do you really?
I guarantee you.
You're going to leave
me out of the well.
No, I don't think she'd do that.
I guarantee you not, because she's got Cadillacs on both eyes, and I don't think she'd really tell if ever G. Robinson was, there's anything wrong with him for a while.
Yeah.
But I need about $300 to get him taxidermy.
Well, I wish I could help you, but there's nothing I can do in this circumstance.
Well, we were going to have him taxidermy setting up, because he used to set up in Mama Upshaw's lap and hold a cigar in his mouth.
Right.
And I think we're going to have him taxidermy that way. So you just get ready to make me out a check for three. How long are you going to be there?
I'm going to be here all evening this evening, sir.
But I'll be down there. What do you look like when
I get
there?
I'm a big old boy. When you come in, you'll see my picture on the wall on the front entrance door when you come in.
You ever had an ass whooping over something like this?
No, but it'd be the first one I ever had.
Well, I guarantee you, come down there this afternoon, and I'm going to tell you to pick up a $300 check, or I'm going to give you about $300 worth of pop knots on your head.
Well, I won't be able to give you a $300 check, so I guess I'd take the second.
Yeah, so you just make that check out. It's $300.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the taxidermist's name is Dr. Gropner.
Dr. Gropner, huh?
Yeah.
Who the hell is